Welcome to Sexy Mom Abundant Life with best-selling author and coach Kathy Williams, a show to help you tap into the support of the universe and access the abundance that's available in every area of your life. Listen in for conversations and tools to create more ease, joy, and possibility with family, relationships, business, and living. Kathy's joyful perspective will help you tap into your own wisdom and create a life of presence and abundance your way. Listen live on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, or anytime on iTunes or at IOM FM.
Welcome to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everyone. This is Kathy Williams, and I'm so excited about today's conversation because we're going to talk about something that to me was super eye-opening and revolutionary. I think I even cried when I learned about this, and my hope is that it's just as impactful for you. What we're going to be talking about today is I have a special guest, Sasha Fossa, who is a sex and relationships expert, and she's going to be sharing with us the five erotic blueprints, what those are, how they impact you, and how they impact your intimacy with another, because someone else's erotic blueprints they have a greater percentage of this or that, like, might not be what you have a greater percentage of. So we're going to get into that. And before we do, your questions on the show are welcome. So if you're listening live, please feel free to call in. You can find the number on iom.fm. And if you're listening in the future, which most people are, you can always email me at meetkathywilliams.com. And there's a contact form there. Send in your questions for this show or future ideas for shows and guests. I always say, if you send me the ideas, then I don't have to come up with them. So it works out for all of us and it makes it relevant for you. So before we dive in, I just want to invite you to a couple of things coming up. One is a small group mastermind that's super close to my heart. It's called Lit From Within, and it really is designed to get you living from your joy. It's just a handful of people. So there's vulnerability and there's connection, and people have manifested amazing things. In the first week, one woman said, Kathy, I got an unexpected $10,000. So that, like, more than paid for the price of the program. And then some of the other women, one moved across the country, which had been her dream, from New York to California. And another, is manifesting travel right and left. It's brilliant to watch. So it's a super juicy experience. And if you feel called to that, enter in the form at meetkathywilliams.com and we'll get you the information. It's got to be the right fit. So it's not something that's publicly advertised, but we will send you in the information and see if it's a fit. The other thing is a class called, Clearing the Blocks to Your Intuition, which is something that people have been coming to me with again and again. Can you please talk about this? Can you please help me with this? And that is next Monday. It's $22. It's on the website under upcoming classes. And come with your blocks, with your challenges, with where you're not willing to listen to your intuition, and we're going to play with that and change it. So, that is the news for today. And now I'm going to invite Sasha to join me. So thank you so much, Sasha, for being here. I'm super excited to play with you. Yeah. Now, you've been studying sex and relationships for a long time. So I would love to just hear, like, what set you on this path?
Yeah, let's see. Well, my parents had this intense, deep, loving and volatile relationship that really blew up pretty in a really big way that exploded like my brother and I's world and affected everybody around them. And it happened originally around like my early adolescence, and it impacted my development in terms of being able to function and as a teenager and so forth. My father actually died shortly after their 6-year-long divorce. And it was just a very traumatic experience. And 10 years after his death, my mother said, I never should have divorced your father. He was always the one, the best man in my life and so forth. And he really died of a broken heart. His heart closed up in his sleep. He was very young for the age he died. And so I experienced this firsthand, and I knew I wanted something different. And I knew that if my parents had, and they had gone to marriage counseling, but there was, you know, that didn't work for them. It might work for some. But as I explored my own sexuality and had failure after failure in relationships, I really came to the place of recognizing that we're all just lacking a proper education. And that's intentional in our society. And none of us have really received a sex and relationship education that's positive, that's accurate, that's empowering, that's holistic. And so my mission is to give that to people. You know, no matter what your age is, it's not too late to get the education that you really need to understand your primary relationship with your body and then how to relate intimately with others in the bedroom and out. That's a little bit of my story there.
Wow. And so I found the erotic blueprints on your website and learning about them, taking the quiz, just changed everything for me. And I'm happy to talk about that. But would you tell us a little bit about like what are the 5 erotic blueprints and how are they different from each other?
Yes, please. And I want to give you a little history here too. So the blueprints were created by Jaya, who is a renowned sexologist who I became a licensed erotic blueprint coach through. So I'm one of many coaches. And I have been, again, studying erotic arts, wellness arts, intimacy, tantra for 20 years. And this was the latest and greatest piece that I added. In the last 6 years, I started taking Jaya's classes. I immediately knew I wanted to be a coach once I had gone through her initial blueprint programs. The blueprints were like a whole new level of empowerment in my sex and relationship world. And I had studied a lot of different things.
Yeah, it's kind of like the love languages are popular. Translating it. Yeah.
So we have the love languages, which I teach all of my clients. And then here's your sex languages, right? So the blueprints are the sex languages. And the 5 of them are just like the love languages. Really, none is better, nothing bad, right? They're just different. There is one that encompasses all the others. So if you want to I'll get more into detail about that. But if you really want to become, you know, an erotic connoisseur of sorts, then you want to have all the blueprints, right? You want to play in all the playgrounds is what I like to say. But most of us they're fluid over time, just like the love languages. But we do tend to, you know, have some significant imprinting from our upbringing that, you know, we realize we have a primary and secondary blueprint usually that's like, you know, more at the top unless you're someone that's more balanced in all of them. But generally speaking, you know, primary and secondary. And this tells us so much about ourselves. Just like the love languages, we often are with a partner or partners or exploring relationships, whether they're romantic or not. And we're relating to others from our imprinting and how we would like to receive, whether it's love or intimacy. And the others are going from their perspective, right? And they're usually not the same. So most couples, you know, that come to me that are having issues intimately, we always have to take a look at the blueprints right away and the love languages, but definitely, you know, definitely both to see what's going on here and where they're speaking different languages and how we can create better translation, right?
Right. It can be like one is speaking Greek and the other one's speaking Chinese or something, where it's like,
totally.
Just
yeah.
A disconnect here. Yeah.
Yeah.
So when I took the quiz, I became aware that I'm more of an energetic and a sensual versus the other three. And I'm happy for you to articulate what all those are. And for me, I could immediately see that, and that's not often where my partners have approached me from, right?
Yes. So the energetic is, lesser known, I would say, probably of the blueprints, in the sense that more and more people think of, you know, intimacy and connection and touch as not just energetic play, right? Where the energetic is about tease, anticipation. They need a lot of spaciousness. If I approach, like, to come up to, like, touch you and I came in too fast to an energetic, right? They might pull back or even flinch, or their energetic system might shut down from that, you know, especially if I was like trying to touch genitals too quickly or some part of the, you know, more intimate part of the body. It's like an energetic, like hovering touch, energy play, just barely like the hairs on the arms and like eye gazing, right? This connection, this dance. It's all about the energy, right? So it's not necessarily that someone has to be woo-woo, but a lot of energetics tend to have an interest in and do actually pursue some more spiritual or type of energy, you know, things and awareness around that. So yeah, it's a very different blueprint in that way. And I mean, they're all very different, but the energetic, I think, especially for like male bodies that have experiences of being core energetics, well, their sexual energy and their sexual approach is so different than what the masculine is meant to kind of be sexually, that I've and a lot of coaches, and I think Jai has actually brought this forth in her practice, is a lot of men that may have erectile issues or some sexual dysfunction, they just see energetics, right? And they're being approached differently, and they're not, you know, they're not in the empowerment of their blueprint. That's just very different from how the sexual blueprint would be approached. So, you know, you mentioned the energetic and the sensual, those are your top ones. And so, you know, the sensual loves, it's all about, so energetic energy, sensual, the senses, right? The sensual is like multi-orgasmic based on the different five senses. And so they can have where the energetic could have an orgasm by the wind or not touch. The sensual, you know, it's about the right temperature, the right taste. They could, you know, have an orgasm through eating something, from smelling something, from, you know, just a massage with just the right oil. Again, the temperature, the all of the senses alive, right? That's what turns on the sensual. So, you know, if those aren't your main blueprints, you're like, I don't even care about that stuff, right? Then you
music,
right? Yeah. The senses is, yep, music, yeah. Sound healing can be both energetic and a sensual type of, you know, feeding those blueprint types. And then you have the sexual blueprint that's like, let's just get it on. Let's go, right? I don't need foreplay. I don't care what the environment is. Let's do it. Let's do it now. And let's do it a lot, right? As much as possible. So the sexual is like 0 to 60 with their turn on. hot, rearing, ready to go kind of thing, with that energy of, you know, just, it's simple compared to the energetic and the sensual. You know, those are going to need some foreplay that's a pretty particular kind, generally speaking, right? Or actually many different kinds, but playing in those specific blueprints, right? The sexual is literally like, let's just do it. Let's go, right? They like porn. They like nudity. It may not be porn, but they like visuals, right? They want to see you naked. They want to touch genitals. They want to touch, grab. Let's go, right? Let's go. So there's that, you know, that's kind of the sexual. And then there's the kinky. And we'll go a little deeper into each of them, but just for like a overview. And the kinky, you know, is just as valid and wonderful as the others. And I'm not a fan of the 50 Shades of Grey books. They were terrible in terms of their portrayal of kink. But they did bring kink out into the mainstream a little bit more, which is great because, you know, a lot of people that have had high kink may have shame around it if they're not part of a kinky culture, because it's always been something that's like taboo, which is the turn on, right? But it's also been, you know, just now we're bringing it into a normal, you know, part of the erotic imprinting, just like these are all normal. And, you know, if you want to be a real connoisseur, you want to actually learn to play in all of them. And that's what I teach. You know, I do programs that take you through a deep dive into that, how to learn each of the, where are your blueprints, and then how to expand in all of them and play in all these playgrounds. So the kinky, you know, tends to maybe in this like a more shadow side have shame around it, but when they're able to come out with it, the kinkies have a great sexual vocabulary. They're about the taboo, right? Edgy play. There's different types of kink. There's sensation, there's psychological kink. You know, it's really like, I like to say everyone has kinky, even if, you know, it's rare you're 0% in the blueprints. If you're 0%, let's work on that because you're really missing out. But yeah, it's one of the blueprints. And then the last blueprint is the shapeshifter, which is all of the blueprints. It likes to play in all of the playgrounds. It can combine them in different ways. It likes a lot of variety, a lot of different types of play, right? So that's a really interesting one. And it's also really the most erotically intelligent, which is why, you know, I like to say to clients, your sex life can always expand and get better. And I believe on our erotic journey that is what we're here for, you know, not to this idea that you get old and then like you stop having sex or you're not turned on anymore. No, your sexual energy is your life force. It's absolutely the fountain of youth. If you're turning that off and giving up, you're probably 1 foot closer to the grave, whereas you could be really expanding and having a healthier life and more vitality with increasing your erotic energy and playing more.
Beautiful. Yeah. And we'll talk some about how to do that when we come back from the break.
So thank you.
Thank you so much, Sasha. We'll be back in just a few. Thanks, everybody.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OM Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going OM? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sexy Mom Abundant Life. I'm so grateful you're here. As a listener, you can pop over to meetkathywilliams.com and get 20% off any item in the shop, including videos, energy pulls, even private sessions, by entering the code SMRadio. Also at meetkathywilliams.com, you can download a free Create Your Life exercise and join me for online classes and Hawaii retreats. And if you're stuck, helping you get unstuck is my specialty. I'd love to work with you one-on-one.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everyone. This is Kathy Williams, and I'm speaking today with Sasha Fossa, who is an expert in sex and relationships, including Tantra and including the erotic blueprints, which we're talking about today. And Sasha just kind of gave us a broad overview of the five erotic blueprints. And you actually have a test on your website. Isn't that true?
I do. So it is that my website is sacredtemplearts.com. So it's sacred temple and then art plural.com. And it's under my erotic blueprint page. And it links to Jaya, who's, again, the founder of the blueprints, official her quiz. But I asked that people go through my website, so since I introduced you to the blueprints, to check out what I have to offer. And also, if you sign up for things with Jaya, I get an affiliate, benefit from that. But generally, you know, it's great to take a look at my website. I have many offerings, and I have some great, you know, in-depth videos and more explanation on the blueprints, as well as being able to take the quiz.
That is awesome. So yeah. I took the quiz and I was not surprised to find that, like, I'm very sensual and energetic. And in fact, like 50-50 of those, I've taken it twice because Sasha told me, like, this past week, oh, well, your quiz results and your, like, template can actually change. And I was like, oh, well, that's really interesting. So let me go and take it again. And it had changed, you know, just by my own work and exploration and stuff like that. Still, the top two are the top two, right? That has not changed. I think initially, like, I was like 34% energetic and then 30% sensual. And I think it's now like 30 and 30 or 28 and something, you know. Oh no, they're both 29, right? So it's like,
yeah,
exactly, 29.63% sensual and 29.63 energetic. And you know, then the other areas have changed a little bit, like the shapeshifter and kink and sexual have gone up, which is interesting because my, you know, my natural tendency would be those top two. And then we have the others who are like creeping and they're edging up a little bit. So I love that you told me, oh, Kathy, this changes. Like, it's not one of those things that, like, this is the way it is forever. Would you say a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's actually, you know, more common that you're going to have changes, right, in your erotic life and different stages of sexuality, too. That's one of the another wonderful gift that Jaya taught me is, and I work with clients to share and teach them the different stages, whether you're in a resting or healing or curious or transformational sexuality stage. Each of those are very different, right? And we actually all are going to go through the different stages in different times of our life. I really agree with Jaya's hypothesis that is that we are born shapeshifters, meaning that we are generally born into this world as these little beings that we see spirits. We're totally open energetically, right? We are like so vibrating at this really high level, and it's just like energy, energy. We can speak with the animals and so tuned in to spirit. We're wicked sensual. We'll like play in the mud, shove, you know, food all over our face, like, yeah, you know, the bathtub and the water, everything sensual, right? It's all senses, sensory, as we're learning about everything and what we want. Give me that soft teddy bear, right? And then, you know, we're sexual. We're just like born like alive. We'll be like touching our genitals, trying to touch other kids, curious about what feels good, right? We have that aliveness, that sexual energy is so present. And then we're kinky. We can be like, you know, spanking our butt or spanking somebody else's or just doing things that are like edgy or taboo, you know? It's just like part of our nature. And then as we grow, we become imprinted by parents and society as to what is acceptable and what is not, right? Mm-hmm. And there overall has been a societal imprinting of sexual blueprint is acceptable for the male, right, masculine, and sensual is more acceptable for the female, right? But what I love about the research behind the blueprints is that they are across all genders and different lifestyles and supports. They're actually balanced in that people, we all have different ones. There's not like some high, like huge amounts of some other than others. So it really gives us a lot of like new things to look at and to understand our sexuality, because we've been given about this much to understand, right? And like this little playground to play in. And no, it's so much bigger as to the education we really need to be aware of who we are and to sexually express ourselves fully.
Well, and I would imagine that that also varies from culture to culture, right? Where certain things are considered really acceptable and then other things are like,
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that about, you know, men and that dominant thing that's more acceptable is for them to be sexual. And then for women, that it's more that women are sensual. You know, when I first took the quiz, my sexual was zero, like a big fat nothing. And I'm up to seven now, but it's still like let's go.
We can work on that a little more.
Oh, really? Okay. How do we work on that? I mean, not that I think that's wrong or anything. Like you said, there none of these is better than the other. Right?
Exactly.
It's just useful to be able to use the whole box of crayons instead of just the pastels or just the fluorescent ones.
That's a great analogy, actually. Yeah, the whole box of crayons. Yeah. You know, and that's what's so great about doing the programs and learning the blueprints is that you get actual experience and exercises of how to feed yourself in all the blueprints. So, you know, I would teach you how to feed yourself in the sexual and the kinky blueprint more and find out what works for you. What do you like about these? What can you take from the vast ways to play in these blueprints that your body likes, right? And that you would enjoy in the bedroom with the partner.
So I'm laughing here because I'm just, my brain goes to, I'm not going to have to pierce a pin through a nipple, am I?
No.
Sorry, like
sorry I thought of that, but like I was trying to expand my, like this, I've honestly got to say, and this is kind of vulnerable, but like this has been my challenge area. Money I'm good at, like other things I'm good at. And then this is my place where I'm like, I don't get it. Right. And part of that was, I think, because of not being approached from that energetic place. Right. Yeah. I was always approached like direct genital contact. And I'm like sitting here like, hey, I'm more than just that area. Like I'm a whole body and I'm kind
of, yes, exactly.
I've got ears.
You know, and that's got so toes. Common, the energetic. Yes. Yep. Right?
So,
lead to major issues with people. Huge!
Oh, God, I thought I was broken, I've got to say.
Yeah.
Like, and there was a point at which I'm like, oh, I'm not actually broken. I just experienced this in a whole different way. And it was a huge relief to learn about this.
Yeah.
Because I was always trying to fix myself as though something was wrong. And honestly, Sasha, I mean, I've taken like 3 tantra courses and a sexual like coaching program and so many things. And it was like nothing really made the dent or the impact that I really wanted it to. And so it just kept coming back to me like, okay, there's something wrong with me and I don't get it. And this is frustrating.
Yes, I hear you. And that was what the biggest shift for me was, is that I had been in the intimate and sexual arts for 20 years and was advanced tantra certified, you know, teacher and so forth, and doing all these practices and teaching it. And prior to the blueprints, I thought something was really wrong with me, right?
Really?
Partners told me that I was too much, that I was a nymphomaniac. I mean, it was like, no matter, even if I was just like all into the tantra, it was like, you know, you were too much of this. So, you know, it was like, I was always too much of everything to every partner, you know, for the most part. And I just felt like I was totally screwed up, right? Destined to be alone forever, sexually starving forever, because I wanted like everything at once, you know? So what I'm describing is the shapeshifter, basically, the shapeshifter blueprint. So it was like life-saving to me to realize that I was in the shadows of that blueprint, feeling that there was something wrong with me, that I was, you know, too much, right? The motto of the kind of like what Jaya says about the shapeshifter is, it's not that you're too much, there's just never enough. Like ever, there's never enough. And now that I know that about myself, it's like this huge feeling that happens with shapeshifters. You're like, oh, it's okay. I'm always going to want more. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm not broken, right? And I do like to play, and I had to learn, you know, I was in all the shadows of the blueprint. So then it was like with this model, oh, well, here's the positive side of the blueprint. How do you get from the shadow to the positive side? You feed. I was single going through this as well, so I did it with myself before I had partners, and I taught them how to feed me in the blueprints, and I still will teach that, right? How to feed in the blueprints, because we're all starving in many ways. It's a lot of what Gary Chapman explains again with, you know, you may not feel love, and you know what? It needs to be because the closest people to you are speaking to you in their love language. That's what they're giving love to you in the way that they want to receive it, not in the way that you actually want to receive it.
So they're giving you gifts and you're like, but you're not telling me you love me, right?
That's it, right? Or you're not touching me, or you're like taking out the trash, but I don't care. I want to just spend quality time with you, right? All of that, yeah.
So then it would be also useful, you know, I mean, I know that a lot of you listening to this are all already like, oh, my partner is predominant in this, right? And I'm more of a kinky or of an energetic or whatever it may be. It sounds like it also may be useful for your partner to take the test and just sort of like explore, like, oh, and then also,
what does that mean to you? You know, what is it that you really like? And have like a deep, rich conversation. Now, I'm curious, you mentioned the shadow side of these.
Yeah.
So can you talk a little bit more about like, what is the shadow side of let's say a sexual?
Yeah. Actually, let's go a little bit like through each of them of just so we give a full kind of energetic picture.
Absolutely.
Here. I'll do it a little fast, but I'm going to give it so everybody can kind of get. So a positive side of the energetic, right? So highly sensitive, able to have orgasms without being touched, more intuitive lovers. And they may think, you know, that sex is something more physical. I mean, more than physical, right? That's very energetic, right? The shadow side would be what happens with the hypersensitivity. You get shut down, right? Your energy just closes off, right? You may disassociate from the body. That can happen in any blueprint, happen from trauma, but maybe a little more of like that hovering ability with the energetic, right? And the shadow side, like I'm not really going to be in my body right now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, right? Another piece, Kathy, I think you'll get about this with the energetic, the shadow side, because this was totally me. When I was in the like tantra stuff, right, I was like, oh, I can't have any lovers that aren't tantra masters. Like, I won't have sex with anyone unless they're like at a certain level of like, you know, tantric energetic awareness kind of thing. They have to be like a god, right? Basically. But I was in the shadow side of that blueprint, cutting myself off from intimacy and being really hierarchical, right? I wasn't the positive side of that blueprint.
Yeah, that was the judgment. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And I was missing out on a lot at that time. So now I know. So how to feed one from the shadow to the positive is that you need to address the needs of the energetic. And those are simply like light hovering touch, eye contact, connection, energetic connection, maybe breathing with your partner, right? Touch, teasing touch, anticipation, and let's play energy games, right? Things like that. So we teach all of that in what Jaya has the erotic blueprint breakthrough program. It's all the information's on my website, and I am offering 20% off until Valentine's Day on these programs for everyone. By the way,
oh well, tell us your website so people can just write
Temple,
that down or hop on it.
Yes, please, Sacred Temple Arts, so plural ARTS.com. You'll also find it just by Googling me, Sasha Fossa. So it's SACHAFOSSA. So go sacredtemplearts.com. The sensual, right? Again, it's the aesthetic for beauty, the creation of sensual space. Orgasm is through the different senses. They're multisensory. So then what would be the shadow side, right? A sensual can have a really hard time getting out of their head, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right? If you're high in the sensual and it's like there's laundry on the floor, the temperature's not right, somebody has bad breath that you're intimate with, forget it. Like the energy, right? You need things to be done a certain, you want the sensual piece to all be juicy and yummy, right? So it's really important, smells and the taste and all of it. The orgasm can be elusive again, instead of like an energetic miscircuiting that happens with the energetic blueprint with the sensual, it can be like it's there one moment and then it's gone the next, right? That's fleeting because we're going in and out of the head kind of thing. The shadow side of sensuals is they may worry a lot too, and they may project things onto their partners that aren't true. Yep. Right. So how would we feed you, right? If your partner, right, new partner, if you want to train your partner that you need peace of mind, you want to feel safe, you want to know when you're going to be having an intimate experience, you may need a toggle into intimacy, which is toggle that takes you out of everyday life into your intimate life. That may look like, oh, Kathy, like we have a date tonight to play. I'm going to have you go take a nice long shower or bath first, right? So there's your time
totally
to initiate, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
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 It's like the
out of the head. Yeah. And meanwhile,
we're going to head to break and come back and discuss the other three. Thank you so much for listening to Sexy Mom Abundant Life. We'll be right back.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Hey everyone. Thanks for listening to Sexy Mom Abundant Life. I'm so grateful you're here. As a listener, you can pop over to meetkathywilliams.com and get 20% off any item in the shop, including videos, energy pulls, even private sessions, by entering the code SMRadio. Also at meetkathywilliams.com, you can download a free Create Your Life exercise and join me for online classes and Hawaii retreats. And if you're stuck, helping you get unstuck is my specialty. I'd love to work with you one-on-one.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everyone. I am having a conversation today with Sasha Fossa about the erotic languages or your erotic blueprint. And so far, we have talked about like an overview of the five erotic types. And now Sasha's been explaining about the shadow side and what to sort of change so that you're not living in that. And so you mentioned the shadow side of the sensual type and of the energetic type, and you were about to hop into
sexual. Yes.
Yeah. Right.
And I'm really just giving, you know, tiny snippets, right? The blueprints. I mean, I've been studying them for 6 years in depth, and it's still going deeper and deeper. And, you know, I know Jaya created these over a decade ago, and she's still coming out with more research and more experience. So there's always new levels. They're like whole universes really tap into. So much fun. So we're just getting a little tiny piece today. The sexual. So the sexual, right, as we said, they love sex. Orgasms, nudity, genital touch, right? 0 to 60. Let's go. I'm ready. Let's do it. So then what the shadow side would obviously be that they're missing the journey, the foreplay, right? They're missing maybe other types of sexual play. They're so caught up in, you know, one type of thing. The sexuals, you know, on the positive side is they tend to not have much shame and be simple. They like sex, right? Then again, the shadow side is if a sexual's not getting a lot of sex, that's very frustrating, and they may get really upset with their partner too if they're not having enough sex and enough orgasms, right? A sexual is going to go into a sexual experience, generally speaking, wanting a climax, right? And expecting that. And if it's not, if they're with an energetic or sensual partner that's like, we could just keep playing all the time and we don't have to go to the edge and end with the climax, right? You're going to have some real frustration on that sexual part, right?
So I had one guy, he was like, did you come? And I'm like, you're taking me out of the experience. Oh my God.
Right? Yes, exactly. Yes.
I'm enjoying myself. I'm having a good experience, but this is putting me right into my head. Like, no. And
Yes. That's how Betty was high sexual, right? It's about the coming, getting that climax. Yeah. Where, you know, that's why we want to play in all the movements, because when you're playing in all the movements, then you're understanding that there are different waves of pleasure and that there's different, so many types of orgasms, right? So many, you can have energetic, sensual, sexual, kinky, so many types of orgasms. And then there's like just climax, right? But climax is not the end all. There's so much more. So the sexual would really need to expand in these other experiences and blueprints. The kinky, you know, it's kind of the same. It can get, if the shadow side is that maybe a fetish is your only turn on, right? You're stuck in like one thing, right? Or kinky play can be dangerous. If you don't have a good education, don't just go tying your partner up. Go and take a class and learn the proper way to use ropes, right? And have the safety precautions needed so someone doesn't get hurt. Like, it's really important. Yeah, you need a proper
a safe
education.
Word.
Yep, safe words, all of it. You need to have things in place for really safe and wonderful expansions in the kinky, right? For kinkies, the shadow can be stuck in deep shame, right? Being unwilling to acknowledge that they're kinky and what kinky is for them, or maybe having no awareness of, you know, what that is again. To help a kinky get out of the shadow into the positive side, we would want to provide safety, non-judgment, right? The proper education that they need, and to help them get the taboo and the edge play that they really require, right? Yeah. Then you have the shapeshifter. So again, fluent in all the types and the positive side. And the positive side of the shapeshifter is like the most erotically sophisticated, you know, having an awesome time playing in all these playgrounds and so forth, the connoisseur. In the shadow side, the shapeshifter takes, there's almost another type that Shia calls the sixth, like possibly a sixth type, that's the shadow shapeshifter the shapeshifter can take on all the shadows, basically. Like, just like it can take on all the blueprints, yeah, it can be in all the shadows, and it can be, like, starving. And that, it can lead to depression and a lot of things. I know what that feels like, and that's why I feel like when I came to the blueprints, it was life-saving for me to have the awakening that I did in terms of understanding that. So a shapeshifter may also, because they have so many things that they want and desire, that they'll just go with whatever their partner wants. So they're only expressed in their partner's blueprints, right? Mm-hmm. And they're starving in the other blueprints. That's on the shadow side. So what a shapeshifter needs is to mix and to build and to play with all of the blueprints in different ways and to stack. We have a thing that's called stacking that we teach, how to stack the blueprints in an erotic experience for more expansion, right? And to play bigger, I guess, in new ways to expand your sex and love life. So, yeah. So achieving higher states of arousal through different play with the blueprints. Shapeshifters in the negative, in the shadow side, they can be really bored, right? Their partner may think their sex life is great because they're, you know, getting fed in their blueprints, but the shapeshifter is like, same routine, right? Same blueprints, doesn't even realize that they're starving for more. Yeah. That's an overview.
So that's interesting because it's not necessarily that even if you're a shapeshifter and you're bored that you need to change partners. It's about the awareness and the education of what you're missing and how to invite more of that. Is that the case?
That's really well said. And that's part of what's missing again in our, you know, we don't receive this education. And so many people that I see that are just like, they just get divorced because, oh, we're incompatible. Not usually. It's usually a translation issue more than incompatibility. Right. And what happens is a lot of people, if they don't address really what happened in their relationship, right, and do the work in between, they'll hop right into the next one and it'll be the same issue again. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, it's incompatible. Yeah. It's a translation issue. There's all these ways to expand and understand and go on this self-developmental journey, right, that's all about expanding in your sexuality, where you can do this safely and in a wonderful way with a partner, but you have to be able to communicate, and you need tools like this that make it so much easier. They take the pressure off the judgment. It's like, oh, now I get it. You're a sexual. That's why you want to do it this way. Well, I'm this, and this is how I would like to do it. How can we work this out?
Hey, to me, I got this image of a dance, and someone has a certain rhythm. Maybe it's samba, and like that's what they're good at. What's easy, and then this other person is like, "Whoa, you know, like, samba's my thing. I don't even know if I know that, but I'm really good at this, right? Line dancing.
Yes,
it's like
yeah,
those go together.
Yeah, yes." And that's where I love the example that Jaya gives of the love languages. So you can see the energetic is like calligraphy, right?
Oh.
The sensual, right, is like French. It's a love language, right? The sexual, American English. Kinky is like some rare, right? Kinky would be some like rare Persian language, right? And then the shapeshifter is the multilinguist, right? Mm. That's able to help with the translation of all of the languages. So you actually had shapeshifter third. So that's really good because it doesn't make it as extreme for you to have such lower numbers of sexual and kinky when you have shapeshifter kind of in the middle where, like, if I was working with you, it would be about building you into the shapeshifter, right? Bringing up those two a bit, but it wouldn't be that hard because you're already here in this middle place more with the shapeshifter, right? And also
Yeah, even the shapeshifter went up from at least from 17 to 22.
Yes.
You know,
it's like, yes.
There's a little more balance. And honestly, this was over the course of, I don't know, 9 months, a year and a half, something like that. Yeah. And I think part of it was just simply learning about this and being like, oh, this is what, you know, this is how I function differently, but this is how, but these other ways might be how someone else functions. And so how can I invite more of how they're functioning into my life?
Yes. Yes. And to, again, just expand and play more, right? New ways to play, you know, more colors in the box of crayons. I mean, what gets better than that? To just have more, you know, expansion and erotic, you know, new, obviously one of the greatest problems with intimacy is that it dies. Because our brain chemistry isn't really, the way we're physiologically designed doesn't really work for us over time unless we keep expanding our erotic selves and lives, right? Otherwise, we just, you know, it's kind of like what becomes, as Jaya says, a groove becomes a rut, becomes a grave, right?
Wow.
Yeah. So it's typical that happens. Yeah. So how do we get out of the grave? Well, we learn how to expand our erotic lives. And, you know, the blueprints I found too are much bigger. You'll notice when you start to really dive into this more that they play out in your whole life, right? Day to day.
Oh.
and yeah, how you even just sense. Like get up in the morning, right? And what you do the first thing you do when you get up in the morning. It's how you speak and how you really are. So to know that and then know when you're in the shadow of one, it can become funny. It can become like, instead of judgment, it's like, oh, wow, I'm really in my sensual shadow today, right? I'm like, everything's just icky. Like, I don't like the way things smell. I don't like my clothes on me. I'm cold, like whatever it is, right? Oh, I need to do some things to feed my sensual. I'm going to get a warm cup of tea and a nice soft blankie and, you know, whatever it is, and something dark chocolate or something that feeds my sensual, right? To get me out of this, like, you know, pissy kind of shadow mode.
I love how that just overflows into the, you know, the rest of your life and looking at people, you know, sort of seeing how they function as well. Oh my gosh, yeah. This hour passed way too quickly.
Sure
Thank you
did.
So much for being here, Sasha. Once again, just let people know where to find you and where they can take that quiz.
Yes, sacredtemplearts.com. That's where you'll find me. That's where you'll find the quiz. I offer a complimentary consultation as well. So please visit and check it out.
Ooh, amazing.
Yeah.
And you can always find me at meetkathywilliams.com. Thanks for listening to the show, everyone. Thank you so much for being here, Sasha.
Thank you, Kathy. That was fun.
Have a great week, everyone. And you can find the show on iTunes, Spotify,